joining us right now here live on site, the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. He's also the voice of Ferris State football, men's and women's basketball, and volleyball. Rob Bentley, what don't you do?
Hey, great to have you guys with us. We appreciate you guys being here this morning in Ferris State.
Now, Shafee, want to bring you in because I know you kind of were the adopted macho man mascot for Tony Anise and the football team here. I know Rob Bentley appreciates that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and I feel like I contributed as much as anybody to the success of Ferris State this past season.
Trouble hearing Shafee back there, so we'll just keep it right here. And Rob, I'm going to start off with you, and along those lines, Tony Anise, the football program, and kind of getting this whole ball rolling, so to speak, for Ferris State in what has been a renaissance season of athletics where every single team seems to be feeding off the success of the other. But take us back to the beginning of the football season, what the expectations were, and how they were able to exceed those expectations.
You know, I think we had high expectations, obviously, coming into the season. A great season the year before, 8 wins, which was a big turnaround for our football program. And Coach Anise came in and done an outstanding job with a great nucleus back. We had some big expectations, got off to a great start, and ended up posting our first ever undefeated 11-0 regular season in the 106-year history of Ferris State football. So that kicked off our fall and got us off to a great start, made the playoffs, won the GLIAC, and obviously with Jason Vanderlyn being the Harlan Hill Trophy winner.
Which is here on site. If you check it out on Twitter, I linked our show page on there, which is at 107.3 WBBL. You can follow me as well at Ryan Schuling, RyanSchuiling. There's a picture of the trophy, a backdrop there as well. Jason Vanderlyn will be joining us coming up at 8:05. I think I heard him back in the studios. Let's try it again. The beauty of live radio, especially at 6 in the morning. Shafee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
There he is. Okay, go ahead with the question for Rob.
Oh, Rob. Well, first of all, Assistant Athletic Director at Ferris State, also the voice of Ferris State football, who had the great season you guys just spoke of, men's and women's basketball and volleyball as well. And I just saw that entering last night, Ferris State 42-6 in football, men's basketball, volleyball, and women's basketball in the GLIAC. Talk about the recent domination of Ferris State.
You know, it's been a great season all the way around, and we make it 43 wins with the win last night at men's basketball, the 15th straight win here and under second-year head coach Andy Bronkema. They're off to a great start. Between our men's basketball and our football program, you know, two of the bigger marquee sports on the men's side, we are undefeated in the GLIAC this year, and it's been a great year. Started with football and volleyball in the fall, both winning the GLIAC, and has moved on here into the winter season with a great run by our men's basketball team so far.
And Andy Bronkema will join us, the head men's basketball coach, coming up at 7:45, is an entire program dedicated to Ferris State University athletics here in Big Rapids. And, you know, it's, again, a team that we've kind of adopted, and it might make us sound or feel like gravy trainers here. We're enjoying the success, basking in the glory a little bit again to the south. But, Rob, take us through, I mean, you're on campus every day. You interact with all these coaches and student athletes. An atmosphere of winning here, and that's not just to quote the Charlie Sheen doppelganger back there, Shafee Abraham, but what is it about life on campus here for these student athletes, for these programs, that has enabled it to be a success? And we're talking about across the board success.
You know, we've got a great group of student athletes and coaches that have worked really hard, put in the time, invested themselves into the program, and you know, really the success I think is fed off of each other. You know, we had a great run by our hockey team going back to the Frozen Four year 3 or 4 years ago, and you know, they've had a couple big seasons since then, and that's really helped I think fuel the expectations for some of our other programs, and now we're really reaping the results of that is some student athletes come into the programs, certainly expect to win and contend for conference championships, and it's really fed off itself in a lot of ways.
Rob, I'm sitting here in the studio, and every time I'm here, I see it. We've got the Ferris State Bulldogs flag right next to the studio door, and that logo just sticks out to me. I mean, that awesome-looking bulldog with the spiked collar and the F there on his charm, but there was an in-state poll, I guess, asking people to vote for their favorite sports logo in the state of Michigan. It was 64 logos, bracket style, and Ferris State won the whole thing, got the most votes. You beat out the Detroit Tigers, the Red Wings, the Griffins, you beat them all.
You know, we appreciate all the support that you guys give us as well, putting that flag up. And certainly it was a great competition a couple years ago, actually about a year and a half ago. And, you know, really our fans got on and got on the train as we really pushed it out on social media, got a great following, a great response. And, you know, it was neat to be able to beat some of those iconic logos here in the state of Michigan. And our Bulldog logo, we're proud of it. And certainly it was a great achievement for our athletic department and our university.
The voice you're hearing is Rob Bentley, and he is the voice of Ferris State football, men's and women's basketball, colleague of mine, and he also calls volleyball here as the assistant athletic director for communications at Ferris State University, where we are broadcasting live. Rob joining me here on site in Big Rapids, Chafee back in our studios with Julius in Grand Rapids, so we're connecting the bridge there down 131. And just to give you an idea of what's coming up later on in the program, the head volleyball coach, Tia Brandel Wilhelm, will be joining us. That'll be coming up in our next segment, 6:20. Perk Weisenberger, the athletic director, at the top of the hour, just after that, 7:05. Bob Daniels, head hockey coach. We talked about the Frozen Four and the trip to the championship game just a couple of years ago. He'll join us at 7:05. Make that 7:20. 7:45, Andy Broncoma, the head men's basketball coach, stops in. Jason Vanderlaan at 8:05, Harlan Hill Trophy winner, that trophy on display. He'll be meeting and greeting fans, signing some autographs here as well. He's very much in demand. 8:20, it'll be Dominic Hennig, the voice of Ferris State Hockey. And I want to talk a little bit about him, Rob, because this is a young man coming up through the ranks, something you and I have done long, long ago, but kind of a unique situation with him in that he started as the voice of Ferris State Hockey as a freshman.
He did. Came in, had a little bit of experience in some of the junior college ranks and junior hockey ranks, mm-hmm. and came in really interested in the field and has done a tremendous job and got better and better every year. And, you know, he's invaluable to us. Not only does he do the hockey broadcast and is the voice of Ferris State Hockey, but, you know, he handles all of our video, our social media content online as well. And we've made some big strides. It's really helped us sell our brand here at Ferris State.
One follow-up there. We'll talk in a little bit more detail with Bob Daniels with Dominic Hennig. What I want to give people an idea for, and I've attended a game, a hockey game at Ferris State, there really is no experience quite like it. Take us through the visual of that for somebody that's never been there.
You know, it is. It's an exciting atmosphere. Obviously, the crowd right on top of you, 2,400-seat arena, and, you know, we've done a great job of really pushing ticket sales and selling out our building. It helps when we have a great hockey program. Coach Daniels, a two-time National Coach of the Year, and has done amazing things with our hockey team, and certainly being in that environment on game night is special, and I know our student athletes and our players certainly love to play in that atmosphere.
And again, we're here on site live at Ferris State University in Big Rapids, joined during this segment by Rob Bentley. And again, following up to that point, Rob, the success that you've had here on campus in hockey has been a big part of that. The hockey program under Bob Daniels, the experience that he brings to the table, we've talked to him on our show many times, but this is kind of what set the tone, harbinger of things to come, the success the football program would enjoy down the road as a result. But you can stem this back, I mean, going on 20 years, to Ferris State, the presence they had in what was used to be the CCHA, and now the move to the WCHA. It really, for a long time, was your kind of signature product here on campus as a big-time college program and laid the foundation for the others. Take us back as far as you can with the hockey program and when you could start to kind of sense that ascent.
You know, I've been around since 2000, 15th year here at Ferris State, and certainly when I came in, you know, hockey was a proud tradition here at Ferris State, and, you know, Coach Daniels had been here a few years and had done a great job with our hockey program. I think, you know, going back to 2002 when we had Chris Kunitz, who's now with the Pittsburgh Penguins, actually just scored his 500th point in the NHL this past week. You know, he really led that 2002-2003 team. We won the CCHA for the first time, and from that point forward, you know, we've been a contender, it seems like, every year. And obviously here in the last 4 years, have had a great run. But, you know, I think really going back to Chris Kunitz, you know, we had some great players and teams before that. But that was the team that really put its stamp on it and really ascended ourselves, you know, kind of in the Division I hockey world.
So we'll talk hockey a little bit later on. Colleen Lamoureux-Tate will also join us, head women's basketball coach. So really covering all the bases here live at Ferris State University. Rob, you work in this business as well as I do. And coming out news yesterday, I just want to cover this ground of territory with you, get your response to it, because OJ mentioned in the update, Dan Enos leaves Central Michigan for the offensive coordinator spot at Arkansas. Names being brought up, and I used to work at Central Michigan, as you know, as the play-by-play announcer for them. Zach Azani is a name. Brady Hoke, an interesting name coming up. But there's no doubt going to be preparations on this campus because of the success you've had, and this is kind of a curse of that success. Tony Anise's name is going to come up for other jobs, and probably specifically Central Michigan. Your thoughts on that?
You know, our team right now, I think, is pretty focused on next season. But obviously, you know, that speculation is out there. And, you know, I think our university will certainly deal with it if the time comes. You know, our staff, I think, right now is focused on recruiting with signing day just a couple weeks away. But, you know, I think it really is a credit to what he's been able to do to establish here at Ferris State and the program he's built, that even to be mentioned for that certainly is a great accomplishment based on what he's done here at Ferris State.
And that's just it. I mean, the national exposure that your run to a GLIAC title brought to this university, Jason Vanderlaan as well, that trophy sitting right over there. You know, let's go to the genesis of it. We've talked to Tony about it many times. He's built the success. He's done over many years, as you know, as a high school coach in the Grand Rapids, Muskegon area, and then at GRCC, and then he's kind of moved up the ranks and eventually brought that success, that formula, that template here to Ferris State University. What is that? What is the structure from which he's able to build and have it develop into what it's become?
You know, I think since he's came in, since day one, he's really established a championship mentality, both on and off the field here with our football program. And, you know, our student athletes take a great deal of pride in what they're able to do on the field, and certainly we have some great student athletes in the classroom as well that have achieved some amazing things. Jason Vanderlaan being one of them, who's had success both in the classroom, in the community, and obviously on the football field. So I think, you know, he's really brought higher expectations to our program, and the guys have worked tremendously hard under his leadership. He has a great staff behind him that certainly he trusts and that is very loyal to him, and they've done some amazing things here in a very short span here over the last 3 years or so.
And one final thing, Rob, before we go to break here, and I'll cue Julius up for that. The here and now in terms of what's going on in Ferris State Athletics, events this weekend in particular, a doubleheader that you want to talk about, I know.
You know, we've got a men's and women's basketball doubleheader tomorrow, a big game for our men's team right now, tied with Saginaw Valley State atop the GLIAC standings, both teams 11-0, but Lake Superior State, the defending GLIAC North champs, are right on our heels a couple games back, and we're expecting a big game tomorrow afternoon against them. Our women's team trying to get back on track, and a team that maybe they'll be the favorite going in against. So certainly that is a big doubleheader for us tomorrow. And then obviously with college football signing day a couple weeks away, another big event coming up.
Busy times, kind of a transition in seasons here. And he's Rob Bentley. He covers it all as the Assistant Athletic Director of Communications and the radio voice of Ferris State football, men's and women's basketball, and volleyball as well.